In the year since Senate Bill 91 was signed into law, there has been plenty of debate over whether the criminal justice reform measure is working to reduce Alaska's prison population. As lawmakers decide in Juneau how to tweak the law, an organization is forming on the Kenai Peninsula in the hopes of reducing recidivism, as KBBI's Aaron Bolton reports.
When someone leaves the Kenai Peninsula's two state correctional facilities, they might be re-entering the community without a support system. They might not even know what the first step in rebuilding their life is.
A lot of times, people coming out of incarceration, you open the gates and it's like opening the screen door for a two-year-old. You know, we don't really know what to do. Like, okay, what do I do now? Because a lot of times people just know how to survive.
Audrey Kakulia is the executive coordinator for the Kenai Reentry Coalition, which got its start a little over a year ago, with about $150,000 in funding and help from about 20 agencies and organizations. The coalition is setting up shop in a Peninsula Community Health Services building in Kenai. The idea is for the coalition to be that first step outside of prison doors, a one-stop shop for anything someone might need to regain a foothold in their community. Jody Stewart is the probation liaison with the coalition and also works for the Department of Corrections.
Some people need help with employment. Others need help with getting just the basic things met, like food, shelter. Others just need an extra person to call when they don't know what to do next. So it depends on the person and the person's needs.
Both Kakulia and Stewart say there's a big need for these kind of services on the peninsula and around the state. About 70% of people leaving prison in Alaska will end up behind bars again. Other communities around the state have been working to reduce that number. Juneau, the Mat-Su, Fairbanks, and Anchorage all have reentry coalitions, but just how well are they doing? Devin Urquhart is the coalition coordinator in Anchorage. She says they're working on that answer. All four groups receive some funding from the state to hire case managers that meet with prisoners 3 months before they get out.
Each returning citizen has a plan that the case manager works with them on, make sure that they have housing and that they have their employment, and that they're connected to the right treatment and wellness resources.
Each case manager can work with up to 40 clients and guides them through the nine-month program. The coalition started getting referrals from correctional facilities back in May. The state is tracking those clients through a database to see how many return to prison, essentially measuring the recidivism within the program. And that could mean measurable success for the coalitions to point to after the first round of clients complete the program in early 2018.
If this works and we're seeing the kinds of results that we need to see and that we want to see, it means everything to us. I mean, our communities are safer. People are connected to their families. We have healthy returning citizens.
Coalition partner Peninsula Community Health Services is working to hire four peer support professionals by the end of October, and the coalition hopes to open its doors officially in January. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.